Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord, as we could come to Thy presence as New Jerusalem Church, Father, to praise Thee and to glorify Thee and to magnify Thee this Sunday morning. We pray, Father, that You would speak to us, You would strengthen us, and all the powers of darkness will be defeated through Thy Word, because Thy Word is eternal, Thy Word is almighty, and through Thy Word You created everything. And Father, as we come into Thy presence, Father, to hear Thy Word, we pray that You would speak to us, You would strengthen us, and You would recreate and transform us into Thine image. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The topic of this message today that God has given us is, God is always working, recreating. God is always working and recreating. If we look at our human body, we know that so many cells die and so many cells are recreated every second. Billions of trillions of cells die and trillions of cells are being recreated. We are not the same person that we were 1 second back, because constantly everything is being renewed. We look at the world, the plants, the animals, and the galaxies, everything is being renewed every minute, every second. We look at the ugly caterpillar that is eating the leaves, and we scream and say, that caterpillar is eating up all my leaves and destroying my plant. But one thing we know is that in God's recreation, inside the caterpillar is a butterfly that, instead of destroying the leaves, will actually take the pollen from flower to flower, causing pollination and causing the fruit to be recreated, and the seed from the fruit to fall to the ground and grow again into a tree. God is always working, recreating. To anyone that thinks God stopped working, no, He's always working. A lot of non-Christians make fun of the Bible because the Bible says God rested on the seventh day. That is because they are ignorant and don't understand the meaning of the word rest. When God rested on the seventh day from all His works, it doesn't mean that He didn't do any work. That talks about the peace and the accomplishment and the rest that you get from completing something. If you build something like a chicken coop or a house or an automobile, you get rest from creating that, not because you stopped working. The Jews were mad with Jesus because He was still preaching and healing and doing God's work on the Sabbath day. And Jesus replied to them and said, My Father worketh hitherto, and I also work. My Father didn't stop working. If God stopped working, the whole universe would go down in smoke. God is working every minute, every second, and He is recreating. Yes, God created, but Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and He didn't stop. He is still creating, and He will still create for all eternity. The Bible says in the epistles, we are God's new creation in Christ Jesus. Man lost the image of God, and God, through the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, recreated us into His own image. In Isaiah chapter 45 verse 2, God says, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. If you go to an automobile factory where they are creating or manufacturing cars, they will be making crooked things straight. They will be breaking brass parts they will be cutting iron bars, and you will see fire and motion and sound everywhere. And similarly, in our life, which is dynamic, God is making the crooked places straight. There are things in our life, in our environment, that is not straight, and God is fixing what is not straight. There are doors before us that are closed, and God is breaking in pieces the obstacles and cutting the bars of iron that are preventing our advancement. When we look at the word Isaiah 45 to make the crooked places straight, God is recreating the crooked paths. When the children of Israel were before the Red Sea and Pharaoh, God created a path through the ocean. God creates everything for us. The Bible says, "My God shall supply all your need." And even if that supply is not present, God will create it. In the wilderness, there was no water. God created water and made it flow through the rock. With God, all things are possible. He created manna. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Now faith tells us that the things which we see were made out of things that we do not see. And God continues to create everything for our glory and for our honor. In Jeremiah chapter 18:4, Jeremiah the prophet was taken to the potter's house. And there he saw the potter spinning the clay on the wheel and trying to make a pot. And as he was making the pot got messed up. And the potter saw that the pot got messed up in his hands. Now there was nothing wrong with the potter, but there was something wrong with the clay. And the potter made the clay back into a lump, recreated it, and put it on the wheel, and made it into a different, beautiful pot. In the book of Timothy and Titus, God tells us, "The foundation of the Lord standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. In a house there are vessels not only of gold and silver, but of earth and precious stones and clay. If we purge ourselves from the things of this world, God will use us as a golden vessel for his glory." In Genesis chapter 1:31, the Bible tells us God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. God is not recreating because what he created was imperfect. God created everything perfect, but man and the devil messed it up. And God is now recreating everything. Why did all this mess happen in the world? People ask, why is there evil in this world? Why is there so much evil? People getting kidnapped, people getting murdered. Lack of safety. People going after a godly man. People going after those who follow that which is right. People trying to murder those who preach the name of Christ. Chaos everywhere. Why? Why is there evil in this world? Genesis 1:31 says, God made everything and he saw it was good. However, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, the Bible tells us, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." The woman saw that the tree was good for food. God had already told Adam and Eve what to eat and what not to eat. And he told them about one specific tree in the middle of the garden and said, that tree is not good for you. That tree is evil. Don't touch that tree and don't eat it. When God said that tree and the fruit of the tree was evil, the woman said that tree and that fruit was good. Genesis 3:6, and the woman saw that the tree was good for food and pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit and ate it and gave it to her husband, and he did eat, and that's how sin and evil came into the world. Sin and evil came into the world because human beings made in the image of God rejected God's counsel and called evil good. Isn't that even happening today? Before people start questioning God as to why there is evil in this world, they need to understand that they are responsible for the creation of evil in this world, because what God called evil, man called good. So when God calls something evil and men call it good, then what happens is you're giving fuel to evil, and evil becomes more and more powerful. So is God responsible for the evil in this world? God, in Genesis 1:31, made everything and it was good. And he differentiated the good and the evil. But man switched evil to good and switched good to evil. And therefore, evil is getting more and more powerful in this world because men call evil good and good evil. When you reverse what God calls good and call it evil, and when you reverse what God calls evil and call it good, then you're playing with fire and you're causing evil to come into your family, into your society, into your school, into your environment, into your country, and on planet Earth. People get alarmed. Why did that boy bring guns into school and shoot all the innocent kids? All the human beings in this world are responsible, not God. Because human beings changed good to evil and changed evil to good. Amen. However, we don't end this message with the sad, unfortunate thing that man did. Even though man messed up this world, even though man is completely 100% responsible for everything that's happening in this world, not God, man is. Because he called evil good and good evil, when God gave him the owner's manual, the Holy Bible, which clearly tells him what is evil and what is good. So even though man messed up this world, man messed up this family, man messed up society, man messed up his country, and man messed up planet Earth, God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to be crucified and suffer a tortuous death on the cross, so that through his blood, he can forgive the sins of human beings, recreate God's image in human beings, and transform human beings, and send the Holy Spirit through which we who are dead can come back to life. God is in the business of recreating. He transforms a caterpillar into a butterfly. He transforms a murderer into one that saves lives. He transforms those that call evil good and good evil into godly people that agree with God and agree with the owner's manual and are one with God and appreciate God's interpretation of good and evil. God recreates. This whole world is going to be recreated. This whole universe is going to be recreated, burnt with fire, purged with fire. And God will bring a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. The Bible tells us that when the trumpet sounds, this light affliction, which is but for a moment, will work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Through afflictions and problems and challenges that we face in this world, we, the Church of the Living God, will be transformed into the image of Christ, to be recreated into the image of the Son of God, to be the bride for the Son of God. And we will be caught up in the clouds very soon to be with the Lord Jesus Christ as the Church of the Living God. And we will come back and reign in this world for 1,000 years. And after that, and after the judgment is done, we will live forever in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the new heaven and new earth. Yes, this earth is messed up. Man messed up big time. However, Jesus, the Son of God, is recreating everything into His image. God restores, God recreates, God transforms. God is always working, recreating. Isaiah 45:2, I will go before thee. I will make the crooked places straight. I will bake in pieces the gates of brass. I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. In the book of Psalms 138 verse 8, King David says this about God. Yes, my life is imperfect. My environment is imperfect. My school is imperfect. My workplace is imperfect. My country is imperfect. Planet Earth is imperfect. The universe is imperfect. But Psalm 138 verse 8 says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. King David was concerned about so many things. And God said, don't worry about those problems and challenges and imperfections. I, the Lord, will perfect everything that you're concerned about. And then King David said, thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thy own hands. So let us finish this message with Psalm 138, verse 8, on a positive note, on a wonderful note, on a promising note. The Lord has given us a promise that He will perfect this universe. He will perfect our body. He will perfect our family. He will perfect the school environment, the country, the job. Everything is going to be perfected by the power of Christ's blood and by the Holy Spirit. Yes, we messed it up, but God will recreate it and fix it and give it back to us, our body, soul, and spirit, and this universe as perfect forever. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us. That is why we have God, who's our Heavenly Father, who does everything for us.